the first thing that jumps out at me is just this Lazytown thing that keeps reappearing.
Yeah.
We've got like, welcome to Lazytown. We have the laziest town. And it seems like it's not just a place, but like a central idea. What do you make of that constant repetition?
I think it's a pretty strong signal that Lazytown itself is actually the main idea here.
Mm.
You know, maybe it's a place that's really struggling with its own identity, or even the whole idea of laziness is being looked at from all these different angles.
That's a cool way to think about it. Yeah. And then you see this sort of push and pull between activity and inactivity. Like Sports Day, Crystal Caper, Sporticus on the Move. But then right there, too, you have Sleepless in Lazytown and the laziest town.
Yeah.
So what kind of dynamic do you think that contrast is setting up?
It's like you're hinting at this big conflict.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a world where these two opposite things are constantly dumping into each other.
Hmm.
Maybe the stories are all about this tension between wanting to be lazy and having to take action.
Yeah, that definitely gets the imagination going.
Yeah.
We've also got tons of character-driven titles here, like Dr. Rottenstein, Rottenbeard, Prince Stimgy, even Sporticus Who and Ziggy's Alien. And these names like really suggest that personality is a big deal here. So what roles do you imagine these characters playing in Lazytown?
Well, I think when you see names that are this specific, it makes you think of a world that's full of these really distinct people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they probably have recurring roles, maybe even relationships that kind of drive the plots of these stories that we're not seeing yet.
Yeah. And then you have these really weird ones like Defeated, Sportifake, Pixel Spix, Soccer Sucker, these titles that just have like this awesome wordplay potential.
Right.
What do these more unusual titles tell us about the overall tone or style?
Well, like Take Defeated, it's a simple twist on a word, but it hints at a story that's lighthearted and imaginative.
Mm-hmm.
I think these titles are showing us we're dealing with something playful and humorous here.
Yeah, we're also seeing these little hints of Conflict, Hero for a Day, and Lazytown's new superhero, but then also Swike Sweets and Robbie's Greatest Misses. So it seems like there's this kind of battle going on between good and maybe not so good.
Absolutely, that classic dynamic. You know, heroes and mischief makers always makes for a good story, creates situations that need resolving, and drives the action forward.
And if you look at the order of these titles, the ones that come later, like Lazytown's Greatest Hits and Lazytown Surprise Santa, they feel a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see any kind of evolution or shift in focus happening as the list goes on?
Yeah, I think that shift could mean we're seeing some kind of progression.
Yeah.
Maybe the early titles lay out the basics of Lazytown, and then later on we're getting into specific events. Or even looking back at old stories like Greatest Hits kind of suggests a retrospective.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So even from this seemingly random list, we're actually building a picture here, a place called Lazytown, with a core idea of, well, laziness, but then also all this energy and quirky characters, heroes and mischief makers, creating the potential for all sorts of stories.
It really is remarkable how much these titles evoke. You know, it makes you think about how powerful language can be. Even in small doses, it can spark so much curiosity and raise so many questions. So I'm curious for you listening, what single title on this list really grabs your attention? What kind of story pops into your head when you read that particular phrase? Give it some thought. You might be surprised at what you uncover.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking this deep dive with me. I'll see you next time.